Hare Krishna. Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 5, text number 6. So please repeat the verse. Naham Veda Param Hi Asmin. Naham veda param hi asmin. Na param na samam vibho. Na param na samam vibho. Nama rupa gunair bhavyam. Nama rupa gunar bhavyam. Sad asat kinchid anyataha. Sad asat kinchid anyataha. Naham veda param hyasmin. Na param na samam vibho. Nama rupa gunar bhavyam. Sad asat kinchit anyata. Naham veda param hyasmin. Na param na samam vibho. Nama rupa gunar bhavyam. Sad asad kinchid anyata. Please repeat what word meaning. Na,
na.
Do not.
Do not.
Aham, myself. Veda, no. Param, superior.
He.
For.
Asmin.
In this world. Na.
Neither.
Aparam.
Inferior.
Na.
No.
Samam.
Equal.
Vibho. O great one.
Nama.
Name.
Rupa.
Characteristic.
Gunaihi.
By qualification.
Bhavyam.
All that is created.
Sad.
Eternal.
Asad.
Temporary.
Kinchit.
Or anything like that.
Anyataha.
From any other source.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Whatever we can understand by the nomenclature, characteristic and feature of a particular thing, superior, inferior or equal, eternal or temporary, is not created from any source other than that of your Lordship, though so great. Please repeat translation. Whatever we can understand by the nomenclature, characteristic and feature of a particular thing, superior, inferior,
or equal,
eternal or temporary,
is not created from any source
other than that of your Lordship,
though so great.
Purport. The manifested world
is full of varieties of created beings in 8.4 million pieces of life. And some of them are superior and inferior to others. In human society, the human being is considered to be the superior living beings. And among the human beings, there are also different varieties, good, bad, equal, etc. But Narad Muni took for granted that one of them has many sources of generation beside his father, Brahmaji. Therefore, he wanted to know all about them from Lord Brahma. Hare Krishna. We know in this chapter call is Cause of All Causes. So, Narad Muni, he is inquiring from his father Brahmaji about himself, about Brahma, and about in this material world. And you know, furthermore, Lord Brahma will explain the absolute truth. So, and Narad Muni, he was making question to Brahma about the absolute truth, how this material world came, and what is the purpose of creation, and all this question. And finally he will ask furthermore verse, whether any supreme beings rather than you. And in this particular verse, what he is asking to Brahma, he is saying, I can see whatever created in this world is everything by you, technically. And you are so great, everything you are controlling. So, this is a very good question. One class I was listening that the living entity, after born or after getting a body in this material world, especially human beings, there is changes. But in animal beings, there is no changes. They survive they're eating, meeting and sleeping and defending. But human being, there is superior purpose. So first, when a human being born in this world, so the first stage, it's called Annamaya. The human being survive for food. When a baby born, what happened? He eat and sleep. Nothing else. And then, next stage is Pranamaya. And then activities comes. They become active. When the little bit grown up, then they will play with others. They will call, father and mother. And they will do something, some activities. This Pranamaya. Or when they will grow a little bit more, then they will do different activities. There is different responsibility. They will do study. They will go to university, college or wherever. And then, next stage, it's called Jnanamaya. When that child become mature, enough intelligent, then that child start inquiring. If that person is enough fortunate, or if that person is come across to a devotee, or if he has some previous sukriti, that Jnanamaya stage, they will inquire about Supreme Personality of Godhead. If not, they will inquire about sense gratification. But everybody will inquire in a stage. So, the fortunate soul, they will inquire about Supreme Truth or Absolute Truth. So, Narad Muni, even though he looks like in this stage, but Anyway, he is Nitya Siddhya. So he is inquiring for everyone, not for himself. So he is asking Lord Brahma. He wants to know about absolute truth. So when a common human being, they come to the stage of Jnanamaya, they cross the other two stages, Annamaya and Pranamaya. So this two stage is considered inferior. If a human being, they are just surviving for eating, mating, and sleeping and defending, they are no different than animal. That's the first stage. There is no difference. That's animal does. When the activity start, that's also considered is still there is no human quality start yet. When somebody start inquiring, the Jnanamaya stage, that is actually human life is begin. When somebody start inquiring about the supreme truth or higher existence. So here Narad Muni, he start inquiring whether anyone superior than you. I can see in this world whatever moving and non-moving creature, all is created by yourself. You created everyone. So I think you are supreme. So this is also in Jnanamaya stage, this is primary question. Like very beginning stage, you know, the great, famous example. If you ask a child, you know, where is money comes from? What child will answer? From my father? Wallet, isn't it? But beyond that, where is money comes from? Who printed money? Government, isn't it? There is a machine and some authorized person is there and they controlling everything. The money comes from. But a small child, every time what he saw, he want money, he go to father and how, where father give from? From his wallet. So he think, oh, okay. So money comes from my father wallet. That's it. So this is very primary stage. So Narad Muni is making statement that, like, I can see everything created by you. I think you are the supreme. You are so great. But we know, you know, a true Vaishnava or a Acharya, they will never claim themselves as a supreme personality of Godhead. So that is considered as a demoniac nature. First, we'll serve to master, and then after a little while, we'll try how to take over him and sit on his post, and I can enjoy myself. So this is demoniac nature. So devotees, they never do like that. We know Lord Brahma, when he'll start answering, what is his, he'll answer, Tasmai Namo, Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi. How nicely he will give answer. So a true Vaishnava, when the glorification comes, they will not take it, you know, as if somebody will glorify by somehow or other, if they will glorify, oh, you are supreme personality of Godhead, you are so great. Devotees will never take Krishna's position, never. Never. But other hand, if somebody is pretending, then they will feel, oh, so good. Oh, wow, it's very nice. You know, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went to Falgu Baba. Falgu Baba, he was in Navadvip that time. And he was so powerful. He has some mystic power. And he used to, you know, float in the air. He used to, like, he will put charcoal, you know, burning charcoal in the mouth. Nothing will happen. And if somebody has some disease, he will cure it. And then people started call him Bhagwan. It's very popular, very famous. And then he had a big follower. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he knew about that, but when it's become too much, then one day he met Falgu Baba. And actually he was a yogi. Previously he was good. When he got name and fame, he couldn't digest that. That is the problem with the pretender. Devotees, they can digest. But pretender, they cannot digest those things. Look at Srila Prabhupada. Thousands of followers, and the millionaire and billionaire. If you see his wealth, I think he is the most wealthy person in the world. But how he lives? Did he claim any time, oh, I am God? Or whether he claimed like, I did everything? Never. Never. Even the people, even the reporter and many people say, oh, you did all of this. And immediately he used to reply, no. I didn't did anything. It's all my spiritual master's blessing. So this is the example of a true Vaishnava. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he approached to Falgu Baba and asked, you know, why you are claiming yourself as a Supreme Personality of Godhead? And he said, you know, well, I didn't say I am Bhagavan. I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. People saying I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, why you are accepting that? You know Shastra, you are an intelligent person. You know about Shastra, and he took Bhagavatam and he showed him, look what Bhagavatam says. And then Falgu Baba, he replied, look, I never said myself I am Bhagavan, but my followers, they are saying, and I feel very good. So that's why I just accept that. So there is nothing wrong. Look, I cure so many things and I did so many this, that. So what is the wrong? I'm doing something for them and they are doing something for me. So what's wrong here? And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a big argument. No, you are cheating people. You are a cheater. When he said you are a cheater, and he became very angry. He said, you know, I'll destroy you. You don't know my power. And he tried to kill actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He did some tantric thing. And there is a procedure in Tantra. It's called, they create a ghost. It's called Kritva. Kritva is so powerful, it can destroy anything within a moment. It's very powerful. It's a powerful ghost. But one reaction, if that things will be fail to destroy the object, it will be come back to the person who sent. You know, that's how we know Prahlad Maharaj, when Shanda and Amarka, they were trying to kill Prahlad Maharaj, and they create as well Kritva. And then Kritva couldn't kill Prahlad Maharaj because those things cannot affect or cannot harmful to the devotee of the Lord. They cannot. It's impossible. Because devotee of the Lord, they are always protected by, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He takes care of devotees himself. And that's why that Kritva become failure, and then she chased Falgu Baba and he died within few days actually. So the thing is, you see, a pretender, when they get so much glorification from the followers, they cannot digest it. They will think, oh, very good, very nice. It's I can enjoy these things. But a true devotee will never do like that. A acharya, they will show the example by their own behavior. So Lord Brahma, you know, he never will accept the supreme position of the Lord. Other hand, he is always humble. And a student Or Narad Muni and Lord Brahma, they're establishing the relationship or establishing the great example as a student and as a teacher or as a spiritual master and disciple. This is the perfect example. How they are asking question. Even the disciple, they can ask question, anything, you know, whatever doubt they have within their mind. But a spiritual master, he will answer the question, whatever according to Shastra, what Shastra said, or what is absolute truth. They will never manipulate anything, or they will never change the word. Once, Srila Prabhupada, he was in Vrindavan, and then someone, like, I think it is morning walk or parikrama something, and they asked, you know, some Mayavadi, they came from Banaras or Banaras, Varanasi, and they asked, you know, why you not accept that we can become Lord, or we can also Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Prabhupada said, why? Why you have that mentality? And then he said, oh look, you know, whatever we do, Krishna also does same thing. You know, we sleep, Krishna sleep. You know, you see in Dwarka, he has wife, he is maintaining the, he is taking care of children, and he is doing everything. See, he has all the quality, whatever we have. So why we cannot be? So we can also be God, you know, similar quality we have. Even though if you see, and Srila Prabhupada was so heavy, and then that person is like, when Prabhupada start, like those who are claiming themselves, you know, those who want to take the position of the Lord, they are actually demon. Even though they are worshipping the Lord, still they are demon. You know, sometimes we will not understand whether that person, what he want. You know, Jarasandha, he used to worship Lord Vishnu, isn't it? And then what he want? He want to kill Krishna. That is their mentality. They will worship somewhere to get some facility, and then they will try to take position of the Lord. So that's demonic activities, a demonic mentality. So people have this kind of, and Srila Prabhupada said, this is, he gave example about Jarasandha, how he worshipped the Lord. And same thing, Mayavadi, what they will do? They will do some austerity, some, you know, tapasya, and then when they will approach in some certain level, and they will get some power, and when people will glorify them, they will say, oh yes, I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now I can claim myself, you know, Supreme Lord, so everybody can respect me. This is all is lusty desire. The desire has subtle and gross form. So this is all a subtle form they have within, and then when they facilitate it, it comes out. So, a devotee must be very careful. Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, there is a nice story, all of us know, that once there was a person, and then he used to always criticize Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, always. Every time, he will see everyone, every followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He will say something about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He will say, oh, this is that, he did that. Actually, he was very heavy, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sometime, once he went to the Gauri Math, that time had so much land, you know, almost 800-900 acres. So once he went to see the land on the horse. Like, he ride horse and he was watching everything. And that person couldn't tolerate that. How come a sannyasi is racing horse, you know, riding horse? You know, He is not true sannyasi. So every time you will see something and you will find some fault. One day he died. And early morning, all of his disciples and them arranging feast. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is inquiring, what happened? Why, you know, you guys are so happy in arranging feast? What is, I don't think so today any festival. And then they said, oh Guru Maharaj, you know that person died. You know, today he's died, just died, so we must do festival. You know. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, and he gave a lecture actually. In that lecture he said that, you know, when somebody glorifies us, we may not digest all of them. Like we cannot. Sometimes we take ourselves and then we can fall down. But purpose of the taking glorification, we should immediately transfer to our spiritual master. Whatever quality we have, that's from by the mercy of the Lord and my spiritual master. So we must always think that and remain humble. And if not, if we'll take that glorification, we'll fall down. There is no doubt. Definitely we'll fall down. But when somebody is criticizing, if we tolerate that criticize, we can improve ourselves. And we will make our tolerance more strong. But same way, he said that, you know, we shouldn't tolerate criticize of others. Like somebody criticizing about others to me, I shouldn't tolerate as a Vaishnava. But when somebody is criticizing about myself, we should tolerate. And that's how, you know, we'll be purify ourselves and we'll build the tolerancy. And that's how we'll remain humble. But if we take glorification ourselves, what will happen? We'll be fell down. Like, you know, if somebody is glorifying, oh, you are a great Vaishnava, pure soul, realized person. And then if I think myself, oh, everybody talking that I'm a realized soul. But which is? I'm not. If I'll pretend, what will happen? Next time, Krishna will arrange something. So then, there will be some test. Okay, you are thinking your realized soul. Alright, there is something. You know, once Narad Muni, he went to Kailash. And Kailash, there was an incident. Kamadev, once he was visiting Kailash and he was trying to attack Lord Shiva. And he was so angry, he threw Trishul to Kamadev. And then he couldn't tolerate. It's coming to him. It's going to kill him. And then he was so afraid and he fell to feet of Lord Shiva and said, please forgive me. I did a mistake. And then Lord Shiva said, he's Ashutosh. He said, okay, you know, I forgive you. And then he said, I'll never come back here in Kailash. So Narad Muni came and he was doing some austerity there. And after few months, he went everywhere in the Swargalok and everywhere said, look, I have conquered my desire. I have no lusty desire and everything. And he started telling everyone in Vaikuntha, Swargaloka, everyone. And then Lord Vishnu, and finally he went to Vaikuntha and he told Lord as well, Lord Vishnu, you know, my dear Lord, I conquered my desire. There is no more lusty desire within my heart. So Krishna's another name is Darpahari. You know, he will destroy all his devotees' pride, not the Karmi's pride. Karmi's pride is destroyed by Maya. You know, Maya Devi is that's her job. So then Lord says, okay, no problem. Yes, that's very good. Are you sure you did? Yes, yes, yes. And then after few months, he came to this material world somehow or other, and he saw a very beautiful girl. And then he became very attractive. And then he started following that girl. And then she entered in a palace. And she was a prince. And then Narad Muni went there, and then he asked to king, I want to marry your daughter. And the king looked at him. He looked in jungle. And how come I'll give my daughter to him? And he's thinking, this weed, I don't know, this person can maintain my daughter. And he's thinking, if I say no, he'll curse me. If I say yes, then he'll marry my daughter. Both a problem. And then he said, okay, you know, I'll arrange a program, or there my daughter can choose husband. That will be, it's called Swayambar Sabha, where the girl will choose husband. And then Narad Muni said, okay, tell me when that occasion coming. And somehow or other, another incident happened. There was Parbat Muni. He was going through the same way. One day he saw that girl as well. And then he liked her. And he followed her as well. And then he did same thing. And then king told same story. And because they are great sages, they have so much mystic power. They went to, first Narad Muni went to Vaikuntha and he said, my dear Lord, I want to get married. I choose a girl, but problem is, Parbat Muni is my opposite party. So, you know, please make sure I should look special. So then girl should marry me. And then Lord Vishnu said, okay, that's fine. And after that, Parbat Muni went same, and he asked Lord, you know, Narad Muni is my against party, so make sure I should look special. And then they said, Lord said, okay, I'll do that. And the king arranged the ceremony. And they both went there, and then other princes were there. But because they are great sages, so king gave them special seat. Because it is respectful. They're very, you know, highly elevated. But somehow or other, they got this consciousness. And they were sitting like here, you know, one after another, like in same place, in same line. And princess came with the garland, and she was very beautiful. And she stand there, and she looked at them, and immediately she is what is it called, senseless. It just, you know, somehow or other made her consciousness, and that she stand in between that two of them, and suddenly she disappeared. And then they think, oh, what's wrong? Where is the girl? So Parbat Muni said, oh, I think you did some tricks. And Narad Muni said, you did some tricks. And then finally they came to conclusion, oh, we didn't did anything. Someone else did. And they both were finding where is the girl. And finally Narad Muni came to Vaikuntha. And then he saw that girl and Lord sitting in a nice place. And then he became very angry. What is this? Why did you, like, why this girl here? I was thinking, you know, I will get married with that girl. And then Lord said, oh, she is expansion actually of Lakshmi Devi. And then Lord explained, look, few months ago, He was telling, I conquer my lusty desire. There is no more desire within me. I am 100% pure. So, when you will take glorification from your, you know, you will take it and you will keep it, so then it's react like this way. So that's why I want to show you our mind is so flickery, it's any time can disturb. So what we should do, whenever some glorification comes, we should hand over to our spiritual master. That's how you will be remain humble. Otherwise, there will be some test whether you are qualified or not. And then, we know what. After that, Narad Muni was very upset and he said, then why, you made all of these things to understand this one? I was looking so far. So, you will look like that as well. You lost your wife and then you look everywhere. So, that's how, Lord Ramchandra, he appeared. He was looking love Mother Sita. And then later on he understand they both were looks like monkey face. And then he said, by the help of monkey, you will find out your wife. So, but the thing is, the pride, when it will develop within us, it will destroy everything. Everything. Every good quality, whatever we have. Even though somebody is praising, Vaishnava is always merciful. Krishna jate ki gun bhakti sanchare. Whatever quality Krishna has, that quality transferred to Vaishnavas. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said. So, Krishna has the quality to magnify everything. Whatever we do, little bit we do, he will magnify. Oh, look at my devotee, he did so much. So, devotees also like that. If we do little bit, they will glorify. Oh, look at that Vaishnava, such a great, nice, sincere soul. Of course, we should be like that. But when somebody is glorifying me as a sincere, elevated Vaishnava, and immediately I should understand, well, I am not in that stage, but by mercifully, that Vaishnava is so humble, he is glorifying, but that is my, let that glorification hand over to our spiritual master. So even though we are not qualified, sometimes we receive a glorification. But in the case of Brahma, actually, of course, he is qualified. He is qualified to take glory. But still, he is showing us how to react, how to hand over all the glorification to the Supreme Lord, who is the ultimate enjoyer of all glorification. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloko maheshwaram. He is the ultimate enjoyer, not we are. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, one thing he mentioned very deeply, that in the human society, there is so many type of human beings within this 8.4 million pieces of life. So human being considered as a intelligent. In between them, there is so many kind of people. Those, some people are good minded, some are bad minded, some are good bad mix. But amongst of them, those who are serving to Krishna, actually they are most fortunate and intelligent soul. Yagyai Sankirtani Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Those who are engaged in Krishna's service, especially those who are serving to movement of Lord Chaitanya, which is established by Srila Prabhupada, they are considered extremely intelligent and fortunate. So we are human beings. We got this chance by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, and we should utilize this opportunity, and we should give this opportunity to others, and that's how Krishna will be pleased, and we will be happy actually. and we'll get the ultimate happiness which we are looking for, that love of Godhead. And of course, by the mercy of the Lord, many glorification will come in this way. But devotees, they are so fixed in Krishna's devotional service, so they know what to do with that praise or glorification. Like Lord Brahma, we know Brahma is our sampraday, you know, acharya. So he is establishing the rule and regulation, and we know our present acharya they are following, and we should follow them as well. Thank you so much. I would like to stop here. Sorry for my English. If there is any comments and question, please. Yes.
You were mentioning that Jarasandha was such a big mission. You were being mentioned in the Bhagavan, Akama Saravakana, that whether you approach me with material desire, the dark material desire, the same direction, that's very nice. And then Bhagavad Gita says, for that people approach me or under distress. So they don't necessarily want to serve Krishna, they want something other than so. That is also like you mentioned something one thing that power to be reconciled where Krishna is saying these souls are like this here with the rest of the being easily also worship Krishna. How do we reconcile these two?
Actually, there is Sakam Bhakta, they have some desire, but it's not that like they want to take the post of Supreme Personality of Godhead, or they won't say like, oh, I will be become Supreme Personality of Godhead, or I'm Krishna, or I want to enjoy, or they will be satisfied with like whatever they want, when they will get it, or they will ask more. But Jarasandha's case was different. You know, it's like his philosophy, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, Ardha Kukkuti, like half hen. Because, like half hen story, we all of us, we know. Like one person has had a hen, and then every day hen gives one egg, and then he thought the front part only eating and behind part is very profitable. So cut half, keep half, and you know, throw the other half. So Jarasandha was doing like that. He doesn't like Krishna because why he will have so many followers? Why everybody will respect him? Out of jealousy, he want to attack Krishna. And then simultaneously, if he want to attack Krishna, he need power. And then he studies scriptures. And he know Lord Vishnu is the reservoir of all power. So, that's why I must worship him. So that's how I'll get power and then I'll attack Krishna. So this was his mentality rule. But in Bhagavad Gita, that four kind of people, Artha, Artharthi, Jigyasa, Jnani, their stage is different. They are not attacking Lord to take his position. But somehow or other, they are distressed in material world. They are fed up, frustrated. They want some peace and happiness, or they have some desire to get something. Is it? Oh. Any comments on this Prabhu? Actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, like, believe in the Lord means believe in all of his pastime, his activities, and his incarnation, everything. If somebody is believe Krishna, if that person doesn't believe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also demon. he said clearly. And if somebody accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, doesn't accept Nityananda Prabhu, same category. And if somebody accepts Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone, but doesn't accept Guru, they are also same category. No, I don't think so. They accept. Because I went to Srirangam and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established the Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, footprint. They worship them. I saw in Kurmakshetra, they worship them. And I forgot other place. Yeah, some of them, they accept. Yeah, some people, of course, there will be some people, they will be. But I saw, I met few of them, they are Sri Sampradaya Vaishnava, they accept. They accept Mahaprabhu. And yeah, and even they worship that. I saw in Kurmakshetra what they do, is next to the temple there is that place. After the worship, the Kurma, and then they offer flower there as well, and they do arati morning time. Thank you so much. If there is no comment and question, we'd like to stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari.